Very fucking unprofessional.
Professional as fuck podcast.
Boom!
Is without a shadow of a doubt the talk of the town, what your town is talking about. I'm professional as fuck with your host Ruck, and this is episode 230. Damn. Y'all are listening to the I Got Money instrumental submitted by Captain Joz, J-O-Z. Be real, I don't know where this came from. I don't really recognize the email address. It just came submitted. Definitely thought this shit was hard and needed to be highlighted. To those of y'all who still got, you know, some music in the tuck, please, you know what I mean? Just do us all a favor. unprofessionalafpodcast@gmail.com. Submit that. Get straight into it, man. No time to waste. The weather is wilding right now. If you have not been outside, I don't know where the fuck you been, but you should be able to hear joints from inside as well. The weather is going absolutely nuts. A tornado caution was discussed for Sacramento and Central Valley. Some shit I've never heard in my 38 years of life. As I'm driving around to go to work, you know, going into Sacramento and deeper that way, freeway signs are reading severe weather. Avoid travel until Wednesday night. What the feezy? Be real with y'all, I'm no meteorologist, you know what I mean? No scientist, never pretended to be. But I said it before and I'll say it again, you know what I mean? Never in my 38 years of life have I heard anything like this being discussed in California. I could definitely be wrong, wouldn't be the first or last time, but we really need to start to take heed to Mother Nature, man. She's raising a voice right now. And that's, you know, where you should really focus. You'd be foolish right now to ignore all this. It's the first step. The next step is when she gets silent. Any of y'all who've had an argument with your lady before, you know how that goes, right? You kind of, it's on you, however you want to respond to however it's being vocalized. But once shit gets into the silent mode, at that point, sometimes it may be too far gone. Apparently, we're getting close there in California. Never heard some shit like this. This is what was on the news throughout Sunday and Monday morning.
The threat of severe storms and the possibility of tornadoes in the forecast, what should you do if a tornado warning is issued for where you live? You want to avoid the second story of your home. During tornadoes, the top floor is where the most damage typically occurs. What you want to do, you want to go to the lowest floor of your home. You also want to go to an interior hallway or bathroom. You're trying to put as many walls between you and the outside world. You also want to avoid windows. For a lot of us, that's likely going to be a hallway bathroom or a hallway itself. You also want to make sure you have shoes on just in case you may have to walk over debris in the aftermath of a storm. And it's a good idea to cover your head with pillows, even couch cushions, to protect yourself from any debris that may fall. What the
feezy? All right. Now, he gave his take on it, right? That's meteorologist, man. You know what I mean? I guess didn't really sound like the most educated advice to me. Kind of sound like, you know, common sense. But let me go with my type of forecast. I mean, this is what I foresee. This is basically the unprofessional as fuck 5-day forecast for certain people in certain living situations. First of all, if your living situation isn't 100% solidified by you, this is not the time to be picking meaningless fights. What the feezy? If you're a guy who's quote unquote in a slump, you know what I mean, depending on your girl to provide you with shelter, watch your tone, bruh. Might want to get a little more helpful around these times of the year, you know what I mean? When shit like this, they talking about tornadoes, you can't just go sit in your car and thug it out. Might want to be cool. Whether it's her place, God forbid, you living at her mama house or some fucking foul shit like that, right? Your mama house, whatever the fuck it is, man, you better start acting right with your grown liability ass. Women, you are not exalted from this, all right? If you think about even having some type of pointless argument disturbing your man's peace while he's the one who, you know, you're under his shelter staying with him, or maybe he's helping you out financially to keep your spot up and running, you got to be cool. This is a time where you might want to pack a, you know, healthy, hearty lunch, all right? This might be the time where you want to make sure that, you know what I mean, when you get home, freshly shower, you know what I mean, did what you had to do, prepared everything, right, marinated. I'll leave it at that. Sounds chauvinistic and sick, but, you know what I mean, I'm just trying to keep y'all out of the cold, all right? Now, let's keep going. It's time to do those extra things around the crib, man, and in privacy, you know what I mean? That goes for both genders. They're talking about tornadoes. Shit's cold outside, windy, definitely wet. You got to move accordingly, all right? That goes not only for y'all, but that goes for commuters as well. Highway 84, Sunol, right? That shit is closed as of 5 p.m. of Monday. They're saying it's indefinitely due to what they're calling a slip out. I looked at it like the road fucking done fell off. Same shit's going on Tesla Road right now. That shit's been down for some time. It's a wreck right now, man. Y'all better be cool, whether you're driving or just in the house trying to be thriving. Y'all better make the right decisions right now. Leave a little earlier if you're a commuter. Drive a little slower. If you are in one of those living situations that I discussed, first and foremost, as soon as the weather gets right, go get right your damn self. Fix your shit. What the feezy? Throw a little something down for the first time on the PG&E bill, you know what I mean? It's all fun and jokes to try to clown somebody else who discusses it, but maybe you might want to buy toilet paper for the first time in your life. Wipe your ass on your own accord, you know what I mean? On your own nickel and dime, but it is what it is, man. Y'all move how y'all move, and make sure that you ain't having to move during this fucked up weather storm, right? Just think about that. Now, before we go any further, I want to say a deep rest in peace to the brother Pop Smoke. Trap House Vibes.
Roll another one.
It's time of recording that marks 4 years since we lost Pop Smoke. Untimely passing at the young age of 20 years old, man. One time for Pop. She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for a nigga. She let it clap for a nigga. And she throw it back for a nigga. Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga. Mike and Mary, Mike and Mary. Know what I'm saying, man. Unfortunately, more often than not, we're discussing shit like this, right? Stories like someone this young of age, 20 years old. I mean, how much life have we really lived at the age of 20? Think about it. If you're older than that, think about where you were at 20, what you thought you knew versus what you actually knew. What you thought you accomplished and experienced versus what you actually accomplished and experienced. Like, it's really unfortunate to think about, and I really don't want to sit here and in front like I was the illest Pop Smoke fan. Not that familiar with his catalog, but there's just something about a person when you see them, when you see the outpouring of love for them, whether it be fan bases, his peers at the time who worked with him. It's just very obvious. You can look at photos, you can look at performances, interviews, and see that this guy had the intangible traits that just whatever that it is that people say, you know, when speaking of entertainers or athletes, when they say they got it, it was very obvious that guy had that. The type of star power that you see in whatever it is, just apply it to the artists that you think of. Think about Mac Dre and how he's known to those who are deep, you know, in music and touch all regions. You know, there's somebody in New York who's thinking of Mac Dre right now. There's somebody obviously in Missouri, Nevada, wherever you want to think of, right? But I mean, with that type of star power that could have amassed and went national, much less international. So just fucked up, man. I really don't want to sit here and preach, but we got to start moving differently. This is exclusive to our genre where we're talking about our stars being taken this early. And the truth of the matter is, and the sickening part of it is, these execs that sign you to these deals with everything in place for shit like this to happen. You know what I mean? This shit is not a coincidence. I really hate to be the preacher dude, but I feel like this shit is by design. There's certain music that's getting pushed to the forefront that is pushing a certain type of message or making it, you know, what's popular at the time. And then you have younger artists or younger children not only trying to emulate it in music, but emulate it in real life. And then, you know, that shortens the lifespan of people who I would have loved to see grow, not only with their, you know, families, but with their music, mature with their fans. You know, we get robbed of that far too often while these execs make money off of your life and then even more so after your passing and live long, fruitful lives with their loved ones. So we got to fix that shit. Speaking of star power. If you haven't watched the Vince Staples show, you're sleeping, you need to go check that shit out. Netflix, good looking out, man. If you're a Vince Staples fan, I'm going to let you know right now. You know how funny bruh is, right? From whatever you've seen him on. Interviews, he's been a frequent guest on certain podcasts. Every time he's there, he steals the show. Everything seems organic. You don't got to go over the top to make you laugh. He's just saying some shit that's so off the wall, but knowledgeable, right? Like, it's not nonsense. This is somebody who gives you a type of comedy where you know he's an intelligent individual, but just says shit at the most, you know, odd moments that really hits home and makes you kind of think differently while laughing. You know what I mean? That's an art. So think about that. Now think about this being showcased in a show. Scripted joint on Netflix, limited series, 6 episodes. Quick watch, man. I mean, the longest of the episode will be is 30 minutes. Some are shorter than that. You could really definitely get through this in a day. I had split it between two. I watched the first episode with the wifey, you know what I mean? And she seemed like she was into it. But then she fucked around and went to work on a Saturday, so I just laid up, you know what I mean, taking some notes, watched the rest of that shit, ran through it. It's different type of comedy. It's not skit-based like, you know, maybe the Chappelle show. It's not like that, but you could just look at this, watch it, and it's just off-the-wall shit, man. There's definitely some funny-ass parts in that. And I want everybody to go run that up right now because we definitely got to make sure that Vince is able to pursue different forms of revenue and different ways to get his creativity off the ground. I saw the post today that was a little bit disheartening. A quote from Vince, you know, directing. He was like, hey, man, Netflix hasn't ordered another batch of episodes yet, so I need y'all to go hit the love this on Netflix and make sure that the peer pressure is there. Put the pressure on Netflix to make sure that they, you know, bust down and allow the guy Vince Staples to re-up and us get more of this show. So make sure y'all do that, all right? Now, something I'm definitely glad to know that we're going to hear more of or get more of is,
I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here.
DJ Premier, Royce the 5'9 Prime.
I'm that blue chrome coupe with the roof gone. That's two-tone. I'm that dude zone talking on two phones while my new hoes eat out my palm like one of my new phones. Like all night, I'm a product of
being reported by Rock the Bells.
Lupe Fiasco to cool. Save your theatrical.
Prime 3 is in the works, y'all. Prime 3, the third installment of the collaborative effort between Royce da 5'9 and DJ Premier is definitely in the works, being confirmed during a recent interview with Idea Generation. Now, bittersweet because you also stated that this is going to be a trilogy. Definitely glad there's another one on the way, but trilogy implies that it would be the last as well. No timetable as of now, but as soon as I know, y'all will know. We're going to definitely talk about it.
You probably have to measure my clip by height and width. Try me then, I will just put the writing on the wall like fucking hieroglyphs. I'm in the street like tire skits. I admit I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this.
Now, from bittersweet to just straight up bitter, man. I don't know how to go about this. It's off topic, but while I was taking notes, this shit came across my feed. I don't know why Shade Room and them be picking this shit up, but come on, man.
What the feezy?
Britney Spears, these dancing videos are getting out of fucking hand, all right? We need you to chill the fuck out. Shit is not right. Shit is wild right now. We all seen these videos. She's inside of some crib, you know what I mean? Never see anybody else with her. Not a friend. Not nobody, you know, working at the place at the time. You know, there was one video where there was some dogs in it. Unfortunately, this is one of the videos that was even more so scary. She added knives or some shit to the dancing videos, right? Oh, God. Britney, I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's off topic, I understand, but they're getting progressively worse, man. She's had knives, like I said. Look like she still ain't slept. If you don't take the phone or at least delete the plugs number out of it, man, something got to happen. Y'all got to help her. I told you, I seen another one today. Empty hall now. She's taking the show on the road. I saw somebody in this video for the first time, but they looked like they were working. They had some shit to do. They were on the way. You know what I mean? Had to get from point A to point B. In the far distance corner, walking through a door, I seen somebody walking by. Think about it, man. Britney Spears, the star power that she had, what was it, 20 years ago when we were all younger? The TRL days and shit like that. Couldn't go anywhere without paparazzi surrounding her. Now she's just over there at the McDonald's dancing in the parking lot. Nobody's even stopping. They still in line trying to get the McNuggets and shit. Like, come on, man. The fuck's going on? Britney need to chill the fuck out. It's this latest video, you know, like most, she's got the same top on and another pair of these, I don't know what you want to call them, shorts. Just nothing looks right, right? Like, I mean, it's crazy. She keeps pulling them down to the point to where you can see there's absolutely no panties on underneath, and the shit's not—it's not enticing at all. Like, I would hate to sound like a hater, and I'm not trying to body shame or none of that shit. It's just the way that it's presented. Now, I mean, I'm sure that if it was dressed up differently, you know what I mean, if she did some different shit, if she took a nap, if she, I don't know, ate some lettuce, you know what I mean, some greens, fuck, a drink of fucking, you know, glass of water, some shit. But right now, it's just looking fucking crazy. It's crazy to me, too, because, I mean, I was just watching the Dark Side of the 2000s, right? I've been stuck on all these dark sides, fucking Dark Side of Comedy, now Dark Sides of the 2000s. And they were talking about the TRL era. And they were showing, like, before, and, you know, I wasn't really on her like that as a young man. Obviously, she was beautiful, you know what I mean? You can't say that she wasn't pretty during her time, but the fall from grace right now is not being discussed enough. Kevin Federline, I thought, was just one of these dudes who slid in and slid out. I thought he made the ultimate G move, you know what I mean? And when I say G, I don't mean gangster or good. I mean grimy, you know what I mean? But it was a move that had to be at, right? What the feezy? Really can't fault the guy at the time. He got in while the getting was good, you know, got what he needed out of it. She got the conservatorship. He got the fuck up out of there and got some child support, I'm sure, some type of shit like that, whatever. You know what I mean? Made the right move. Who knows where he's at right now, how the kids are doing. Hopefully they're fine. Kevin Federline, you were a fucking fool. But hey, I get it. But now, this fall from grace, like I'm saying, it's not being discussed. In that Dark Side of the 2000s, they show her walking up. The body was bodying. Now it just looks like, I don't know. Man. My wife going to hate me when she hears this. But, you know when, like, somebody bring guacamole over to the potluck, but they don't make sure to go over to that bitch and stir it every once in a while? Or they don't leave the pit of the avocado in that motherfucker, and you just end up coming back, and that shit just, you know, the last thing you want to do is dip your chip in it? Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. What the feezy? All I know, man, is her dope dealer, whoever's, you know, providing her with whatever her vice of the time is right now, don't have to have any other clientele. He's probably somewhere buying sections of the Super Bowl in Vegas, chilling, parlaying, you know what I mean, with a bunch of people who nobody knows, you know, sitting closer than all the stars and celebs just based off of what he's doing over here with the one-stop shop. Somebody, you got to help it, man. You definitely got to help it. Now, from that shit show to shows that should be the shit, the Roots Picnic lineup has been released, and this shit is looking absolutely fire, y'all. I don't know, man. I've always been a fan of the Roots Picnics. I've always wanted to make it out to those, to maybe once in a while, the, what was it called? Fuck. The show that Hov got, in, I think it's Philadelphia as well, Made in America joints, right? I've always wanted to get out to a Made in America. Lesser, though, than these Roots Picnics. The Roots Picnic lineup is always ridiculous. I've always wanted to get to a Dreamville Fest. You know, just one of them bucket list things. It's got to make it happen, man. But this Roots Picnic lineup, it's going to be taking place in Philly June 1st and June 2nd. Legendary weekend. Performers include Jill Scott, Nas, Lil Wayne, accompanied by the Roots, PJ Morton, Gunner, Victoria Monet, Black Thought, Method Man, Redman, Fantasia, Money Long, Scarface, A-Marie, Sexy Red, Babyface, Wallow and Gilly, Wale, Robert Glasper and Yeba, Tyler, Cameron, Smino, Marsha Ambrosius, October London, Leon Thomas, Black Odyssey, and more. And it's a special guest with a special performance. Andre 3000 presents the Blue Sun live as well. Come on, y'all. When you talk about Babyface's name being on the bill and it's not one of those highlighted huge names at the top, if you're going to put Babyface on your list of lineup, and he's in the middle, like, come on, that show has got to be fucking ridiculous. I don't know if this is a two-stage thing or if this is because it's split into 2 days all on one stage. If this is definitely one of the one-stage joints, would make no sense to miss this show. Got to make it happen. The way that we be spending money frivolously on a whole bunch of other shit, at some point, you got to make it out to one of these shows just to fucking experience the joint. If I could make it happen this year, you know what I mean, I will. I got hella kids, hella birthdays, hella shit to celebrate. Got my middle son's 16th birthday this Saturday, too. You know, we're celebrating on Saturday. His birthday's actually on Monday, but happy birthday to my son, Matthew, while we're here. Love you, kid. Love who you turned into and can't wait to see, you know, the progression going forward, but... Man, we're going to have to skip somebody's birthday coming, you know, this upcoming year because this lineup is fucking ridiculous. Speaking of Scarface, who was on this bill, I'd love to see my guy getting out more early and often following the success of the NPR Tiny Desk series where he sat down and did his thing. He's announced a new tour going through pretty fast, man. This guy, I know he's up there in age, but he's not giving a fuck, going crazy with his tour. This is the Behind the Desk tour presented by Brad Scarface Johnson. Now, you got to check this shit out, man. It's 25 dates in just over one calendar month. You got to think about that. It's damn near no fucking break, right? Back-to-back shows in California include the 23rd of March in San Francisco and the 24th of March in Sacramento. I'm going to definitely try to make it out to one of them joints. Leaning towards Sacramento for obvious reasons, but I mean, Scarface has always been on my top five list. Never really wavered. I would surely pull up to one of these shows. Got to make that happen. He's coming to... You know, our state, our, you know, close enough. There's no excuse not to make that happen. I understand that everybody can't go. Pun intended. Already locked in all tickets for Everybody Can't Go tour. Come on now, man. Benny the Butcher and Baldy James plus special friends have been added to this list of what they say is going to take place. Def Jam debut album going to be celebrated. Everybody Can't Go. Got ours locked in. Me and the brother Jay Woods going to run it back. Last time we were out there at the Griselda show, seeing all three of the, you know, main staples of Griselda, along with the whole list of, you know, this crazy-ass label, man. They got different branches of this thing now where it's just everybody's a fucking star. Can't wait to see who the added friends are to the show, but me and the brother Jay Woods definitely locked in. Got to find another spot, you know, maybe a pull-up live pod as well one more time. Can't wait to see what's going on. But, yeah, that's going on in the second week of May. I'll leave it at that. It's up to y'all to do the research, figure it out, and find out. But, man, Everybody Can't Go. Benny the Butcher, Baldy James. Going to be definitely something to check out. This Thursday at the Brick and Mortar, 2/22/24, Selsky, Mr. Predictor Live, the 30th anniversary. Shout out to the guy, man. Now, on the list right here, at least on the flyer, it said special invited guests. Now, invited does not necessarily mean that they all going to be there, so do not show up and get mad. RBL Posse, obviously, he's talking Black C. Shout out to the brother Black C, friend of the show. Andre Nicotina, San Quinn, Be Legit, Mac Maul, Ray Love, Hustler, and Joe Blow. Now, if half of these motherfuckers show up, that's going to be a hell of a show. Shout out to the 30th anniversary and Selsky, man. Bay legend. Now, let's keep the round of applause going. I know y'all heard by now, new round of applause. I figured I should change it up. I hope I ain't overdoing it already. But here we go, man. It's definitely warranted here. We were just talking about Griselda. All this talent up and down that entire roster. I want to shout out Griselda affiliate El Camino, man. A standout amongst a label of standouts. Now joining Benny the Butcher with his own deal at Def Jam. A management deal with Roc Nation. And I got to say, man, I love to see it, man. Unique talent getting recognized and put in position to win. With the fact that this is a Def Jam tour that's going on now with Benny the Butcher, Baldy James. And this guy just signed. I would love to see him added to that list of the friends. You know what I mean? See El Camino come out and rock in the city. I'm hoping that's the case. Time to talk about some hip-hop holidays, man. Some heavenly birthdays. First shout out to Mr. Marky D. Happy heavenly birthday to a member of the Fab Boys. Celebrated his birthday yesterday. Along with a shared day with Lord Finesse. Gotta talk about, you know, obviously digging in the crates member, MC, producer. And then, you know, also celebrating the guy Young Dolph. Yesterday marked the 8th anniversary of his debut album, King of Memphis. I'ma holler at y'all tomorrow for all about the Trench words. I send my girl a text, I'm on the pour one up for the guy right now. She texted me back and said she waited in her thong. Okay. She drinking wine and listening to her favorite song. I'm about to kill that pussy when I get home. Yeah, yeah. We do what we want to cause we grown.
but she love me though.
What you mean?
Also, definitely, as of today, the day of recording, happy birthday to Riri, man. Rihanna. Born today in 1988. Y'all do the math on how many years young that young lady is, but ASAP, we still mad at you, bro. Real shit.
What the fuck?
Now, from the debut of Young Dolph to some new music, well, kind of. You know, it's been a minute. Like I told you, the hiatus had hit its point. I started giving y'all some of the Patreon Unlocked content. Definitely hope that y'all enjoyed some of those. But now it's time to, you know, highlight some of these things we may have missed. Around Valentine's Day, Cy Ari the Kid, this guy's been on a whole different hype lately. He's been getting into his melodic shit, getting a little more R&B based than hip-hop. He dropped 2 years ago an album that I thought was a contender for Album of the Year. Now, you know, you can't really be mad. Whatever he's doing, I'm going to go check it out. This is the Valentine's joint. Cy Ari the Kid.
Like the fuck? You just make it seem like I was just a bad vibe. Like, I don't like that. I watched you look at your phone and you ignored me. You didn't even see me. That's the crazy part. And traffic caught you at red light.
Got a hood girl, never fill a gas tank. She only put 10 on it. And she's so ghetto that she tell me happy Valentine's Day with the M on it. I open a car door, she gon' open mine from the inside. She hold it down, she don't switch sides. The way you FaceTime with your bonnet, I miss that. Go to the store with your scarf on, you did that. Mommy, we ain't even Spanish, but you call me Poppy. Them lame niggas wanna know how many bodies you got. When you answer, they gon' multiply it by 3. But it don't matter who you fuck until you find me. Just as long as you don't do that shit behind me.
Definitely change of pace for the guy, Cy Ari. But I mean, anything he does, I'm fucking with.
And she take a fool.
This one slid by. Pun intended, Gang Slide, Eric Bellinger featuring Mozzie. This is one of the ones, add it to your playlist. Good to hear Mozzie back out here and active.
You love to tease a nigga on FaceTime, ayy. When you gon' make time, ayy. When you gon' gang slide, ayy. When you gon' stay the night. You love to tease a nigga on FaceTime, ayy. When you gon' make time, ayy. When you gon' gang slide, ayy. When you gon' stay the night.
Now that shit reminds me of the old school music, man. Late 90s, early 2000s, when they had the R&B feature on the chorus, somebody was spinning. Definitely a throwback. Tap into that Gang Slide, Eric Bellinger and Mozzie. Schoolboy Q. This project drops on March 1st. Blue Lips, the new album. TDE representative. It's just called Urine 101.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Like damn, why buy get a bitch like urine? I'm a drop top nigga, cause the sun won't burn when it lit like white, but the stripes ain't earned. I'ma get it right now, I ain't waiting no turn. Got a brand new house, tryna avoid my hurt. About 6 point something, it feel like church. Or the hood got whack and the set went turn. Got a 488 in the glide like Kurt. I've been living off golf on the last few deal. When the night check came and I still got chills. Hit a 2K lick, I ain't even go pro. Got a boss out late.
No man, like TD can't do no wrong.
Baby, they sit on my chain, heard a lame ass nigga tryna play up my name when I'm 23 tour.
Definitely looking forward to this project, March 1st.
Got stained. I'm a nigga out here, everything come free. I ain't never make God, but I bet he know.
And this beat drops, changes. I definitely suggest that y'all go tap into this.
Hey. When the shit got real, young black boy running got me out of that field. Better living off game, you should get it. I ain't never your kind, late, but I'm really on time. Girl, what you put in your mind? I ain't digging your.
This Friday as well, Uncle Murder, Jadakiss.
Money isn't real, George.
This track's called Money.
Doesn't matter. It only seems like.
You know I gotta run through them fast because UMG be on me.
It's just money.
Stupid motherfuckers.
Pieces of paper with pictures on it so we don't have to kill each other just to get something to eat.
Cool Sean on the beat, by the way.
I been smelling the money. Woo. I been touching the money. Yeah. If it had a vagina, I been fucking the money. I marry the money. Uh-huh. Never cheat on the money. Uh-huh. Wake up to the money. Go to sleep with the money. Hello. Yeah, they say all money ain't good money. Nah. I wish Tupac never would've took Shug money. Word. I been stashing the money. Woo. Investing the money. Uh-huh. Giving quality time, never neglecting the money. Money ain't everything.
It ain't.
But it's everything. You could buy whatever you want, like anything.
Now, if we're talking singles, this is definitely my favorite single since we last talked new music. This came out this past Friday. Conway the Machine, Joey Badass, Bertino.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
See some backstory on this. He brought somebody in to play the guitar, and I'm so glad he did. Conway definitely getting deeper into the bag. Y'all need to check this shit out. Now, I need y'all to understand this is something I definitely, you should have heard enough now to go and check that out. If that ain't your cup of tea, please, you know what I mean, reach out, let me know. I cover it all, I ain't tripping. I drive around a lot for work, I got time to, you know, check all this shit out. I'm just bringing to y'all things I think, you know, should be highlighted. Understand that this is a sound that's, you know, unique to some. Not everybody understand it, but I see these guys getting mainstream success all over the place, and I'm happy for it. Now, reason why I'm comfortable saying that is because I normally wouldn't, you know, be somebody who would go divulge into a five-year foreign project. I'm going to be honest with you. Do I think the guy's got talent? Absolutely. I've seen enough works of his art, whether it be verses on Donda or just, you know, guest appearances and even some of his original music. Well, it made you kind of, you know, of that pack of new artists. Go look at the credits, you know what I mean? Go change from whatever, like me. If I got my map on, I'll go change over to the title side of things and see, you know, who is this? This 5-year foreign project, Pain and Love 2, dropped a couple weeks ago. The reason why I'm so passionate about it, because like I said, it dropped 2 weeks ago, still in my rotation today. This is a standout to me, absolutely. 5-year foreign featuring Meek Mill, Saint 24, please, y'all. Hey, UMG, y'all can kiss my ass. We letting this verse rock.
Yeah. If everybody demons, I'ma call this hell. How I get rich off of a skill that I taught myself. I remember when I couldn't even afford this belt. I ain't had the best drip, but I wore it well. Yeah, I brought that pain with me. I'd rather sleep alone than had a wrong bitch laying with me. Different walks of life, but niggas is from the same city. I take them out the game for good, that nigga keep on playing with me. I've been through all type of shit. Fake friends, new ops, the wrong type of bitch. Going live, shade room, I lost likes and shit. I got famous friends, died, I lost life to this. And everybody acting funny. Always get mad when I tell them that they acting funny. And they gon' hate me with they soul, but they gon' ask for money. And when I tell them niggas know, they say I'm acting funny. Like I don't know the real truth. Like I don't know the shit that I survived would've killed you. I got rich, but when I was broke, I was on them pills too. To walk a mile in my feet, you had to steal shoes. We got the same 24 hours, nigga. Why what's mine gotta be ours, nigga? Talking about niggas need help, nigga, I was niggas. But I rose out of the dirt, give me my flowers, nigga. I see you hating, nigga, just admit it. How you playing victim to a crime that you committed? How you mad about a life that you ain't living? How you tell me how to spin a bag that you ain't
come on, fam.
Even my family couldn't stand me.
Cutting that shit, man. Come on, y'all. 5-year foreign, this whole project is crazy. Features from Vory, features from Meek Mill, Chef G, Rowdy Rebel, Sway Lee. Even the joints I didn't like on first listen, I went back to when I'm not mad at, man. 10 tracks, quick listening, some heat on there, man. Check out that 5-year foreign, Pain and Love 2. Like,
bitch, I pay the rent. How you put my bags out and shit? I put you back in my life. How you want me back out the crib? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be a good nigga. Why you want to spaz out and glitch? Acting like it's nothing. I don't just pass out this gift. Damn. This is what I waited for. To get money and get hated more.
Big facts. Now, from something that I'm, you know, out here making sure that y'all go tap into to something that was really hard for me to listen to, man. I'm not going to lie. We talked about, you know, I'll wait. I'll get to that a little bit later. But let's talk about it. This Vultures Project, Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, had been rumored to be dropping more often than not. It got pushed back. Really no news as far as when the release date was going to be. Then all of a sudden it dropped. I believe it was Super Bowl weekend, right? The day prior to that. Turned out to be the 20-year anniversary of Kanye West's debut album, College Dropout. I mean, I'll go to it, but I got to be honest with y'all, man. There ain't really nothing that stood out to me on this joint. But, I mean, I could be in the minority there. So, Vultures, this is called Vultures 1. I guess there's three, four different installments of it, right? Whatever you want to do with that. This is the joint that stood out to me. I'll let this one rock. This is Do It. Kanye, Ty Dolla $ign, you hear Nipsey on here, and YG as well, just that joint.
Stay wax, I smell fresh, can I feel your tooth through the latex? Just go real, stay wet, can your whole girl watch, can she go next? Get the lights on, tell her watch this, when I make you grin, I'ma talk shit, can you front back, can you got
Unprofessional
grip?
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Get your spot here, I just wanna know.
All this money on the floor. Let's throw it up, watch how I do it. Make a drop to a toast. Bend it up, pick it up real slow. I do it, baby, do it. Off that white ice like a jacuzzi. In my back, call me 06 Gucci. What's happening? Tryna make a movie. Just touch down, feeling like Lucci. Fucking on Tisha, fucking on Susie. Don't discriminate with this Uzi. She just wanna drink, do a little toosie. Beat it all day, beat it all night. I be on Gorilla going Kimbo Slice. I be with the killers, need to pay your fines. Try me once, you gon' pay with your life. All these dimes on me. Wish your set bitch throw it up. Heard you got a man, but he ain't like us. Your bitty bins ain't doing enough. No, it's all on me.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I try to get through this project multiple times. I haven't got past track 8.
Found the one, and I'm like, who? And I'm like, what? All this money on the floor.
This is the one that stood out to me the most. Anytime I hear Nipsey, I'm definitely, you know, gonna lean in a little bit more and try to see what's going on. But man, it's a letdown, man. I mean, we talk about the fall from grace from Britney Spears, right? And and I go so hard on that. It cannot sugarcoat this. This album to me is not it. Music is subjective. I could be in the minority, like I said. I've been wrong before, and it definitely won't be the last time. But if that is the case, but I'm saying, I mean, for me, to drop this on the 20-year anniversary of College Dropout, what that album meant, the change of sound, especially as a Rockefeller artist, when everything was the way that, you know, Rockefeller, you're used to, for lack of better terms, you know, like coke rap or, you know, some gangster shit. But then when it came to Kanye and you see this guy with the backpack on, the polos, the pink polos and shit, you're like, okay, well, this is a breath of fresh air, right? The Through the Wire video to me. Still remember seeing that the first time, and it was just unlike anything else that you seen visually. Made you lean in and listen to the track, and then you get the Chaka Khan sample. The words, the passion that was in the voice when he's, you know, delivering. You hear the backstory. You think about, you know, the car accident my guy survived. And, you know, you start becoming fully invested in not only him, but his career as well. And that marriage of you know, top-tier production along with bars is just not there anymore. Doesn't seem like there's any type of effort put into the raps. I know when artists get to a certain stature, they kind of, you know, get off on the fact that they could do less as far as that's concerned and still be heralded as one of the greats, you know, or whatever you want to call it. But it's just unfortunate. If we're going to, you know, sit here and criticize Britney Spears' dance steps at this point, I think Kanye West's bars at this point are even a further fall from grace in her dance moves.
What the feezy?
When you hear any portion of him coming on any of these tracks and the production is fire, you could always count on that. It's like, just, it's horrible, man. It makes you just stop in your tracks. You wonder what the fuck is going on. Track, you know, sounds good. The production sounds great. Ty Dolla $ign is like hot sauce, put on whatever. You feel me? Then Kanye come up and... That's it. Now, if you look at the DSPs, they're not going to actually tell you the features that are on each individual track, even when you go through the credits on Tidal. So, I mean, I could have missed it. But people were like, yo, there's a dope Freddie Gibbs verse on here. You got to check it out. I went and checked it out. Yeah, it's a cool Freddie Gibbs verse, but if you used to the way that Freddie raps, he said way doper shit a million times over. It's just the fact that he's getting at, you know, his ex who, you know, I don't want to revisit everything 100%, but he's clowning on the fact that she's now kicking it with the ops, you know, just making her look bad, and, you know, verbally. She's put out a diss track. I think it was not only to Freddie, but his lady as well. I don't know if there was any return fire, you know, from his new lady or whatnot, but I don't know. I think people are prisoners of the moment because the Kanye verses are so horrible that whenever you hear somebody who's actually rapping, you're going to be a prisoner of that moment and feel like, you know, that's just the best that you could remember from that artist. But Freddie's done a million times better on throwaway tracks or, you know, B-sides of his own album. So I don't know. I don't want to sound like a complete hater, but this album is just not it for me. Vultures won, and I'm done. I'm not really going to tap back in for 2, 3, 4, however many else there are. It is important to note that this was a Billboard 100 debut at number one, right? So I guess clap it up for that. And the reason why I'm going to clap it up is because there were games that were being played with this release as well. I talked about how this was dropped on the same weekend as the Super Bowl, at the same time as Usher's new studio album was as well. Obviously, the big money behind him and Apple Music to make sure that that went number one. There were moments where this album was on, then removed from DSPs, then back on, then removed. I think Kanye had to jump through a bunch of different hoops and do different types of deals to make sure that it was going to be able to be available. And still, despite all of that, debuted at number one, so you can't knock the guy for that. Obviously, still got a cult fan base. Ty Dolla $ign, somebody who always brings people out and, you know, gets people's attention, so those two together, I guess, you know, they're only going to be able to go up from here. In my opinion, it can't really get any worse. I don't want to hold Ty Dolla $ign to the fire. I know at this point, it's like, you know, getting in the wrestling ring with Hulk Hogan, right? And Kanye think he's too good to lose and whatnot. It's going to take a toll on whoever else is in that joint with you. So, I mean, Ty, man, I'm happy you debuted at number one. You know what I mean? All the success. I hope it brings you a lot of paper and you're able to go on and, you know, throw that into your projects and get back with something solo of your own. But it is what it is, man. I'm not a fan of the project. Not going to continue to disparage it. I'm just not going to talk about it going further, forward. You know what I mean? And salute. One thing that I can say is his daughter Northwest was on there. It seems to be the trend, right? Remember, who else was it? Hove had Blue Ivy rap something on 444. Drake recently did Adonis, you know, put out a song with him as the star of it. That kind of went crazy. Now, Northwest did her contribution to the album. And, I mean, it's cool. I could never knock somebody for including their children in their art. That's dope to me, so I'll leave it at that. But hopefully one of these other joints that comes out in the near future, another Vultures collab, you know, if it's part 2, 3, 4, whatever it may be, and I hear enough good things about it that I'll go revisit it again. But I'm going to be honest, I'm not running back or holding my breath for the next joint. Just seemed to, you know, lose a lot of its, you know, the esteem and everything, you know, all the anticipation around it. I kind of wasn't fucking with just based on the games that were being played. And now getting the product or whatever the product is as of today, it's just nothing I'm going to run back to personally. But that is what it is. You know what I mean? We know. I sound like a hater, but I'm just giving my opinion. It is what it is. Now, quick hits. You know what I mean? Nothing that was really taking notes on, but I want to make sure to highlight this. Bob Marley biopic, One Love, strikes a global chord with $80 million in its opening week. I know on the Patreon, I spoke about going to go see this movie with the wifey. Definitely suggest that people go out and check this out if you're even a casual Bob Marley fan. Hearing the stories and, you know, the actual real-life events that went in, not only to the music, but just his personal life, things that he overcame, is just definitely an inspiring story and leaves you with absolutely no excuse to not go out and execute to your fullest ability. So, I mean, with that being said, congratulations to Bob Marley. The entire Marley family, and definitely the One Love film. Also important to note, Miss Beyoncé Knowles has made history as the first black woman to top the country chart at number one. Clap it up for that as well, man. Damn. There was a lot of discussion when she said that she was going to do this. A lot of people, you know, met her with backlash saying, what are you trying to do? There was the rumors of certain country stations getting requests for the songs and then replying back, this is a country station, we don't play Beyonce. When I seen that, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought that that was kind of fake. I'll leave it at that. I'm not saying there's not a world where it could ring true, but to me, it just seemed like it was way too soon. On top of that, I don't know many radio stations that get requests and then send emails back. But I definitely see it in a moment where that could actually ring true. So, I mean, I hope that's not the case. But still, despite anything that could have transpired, the young lady makes history again. Number one in the country music charts. And that's just something that you cannot sneeze at, man. Shout out Beyonce. Another tidbit of information I think y'all need to know about, man. It's official. Railroad expansion project has started. It will connect Sacramento Elk Grove area to the Bay in Central Valley quickly and easily by 2026. They say greatly reducing Sacramento traffic. I never really looked at Sacramento traffic as an issue. I mean, that comes from somebody who's driving around the Bay Area as well. So, I mean, definitely the lesser of the two evils. But the way I seen this is, all right, by 2026, we got to turn this 10-game plan into a full season, you know, joint. Now knowing that they could cover the travel, oh, come on, fam. Definitely clapping it up for that. Make that shit happen. Spoke about Tiny Desk. We talked about Scarface's once again. Now Jeezy's Tiny Desk concert drops tomorrow at noon Eastern time by 9 a.m. Central, excuse me, Pacific time. You'll be able to see Jeezy, a.k.a. Big Snow, on his Tiny Desk. It's definitely going to be dope. Premiering, like I said, 9 a.m. tomorrow. I'm definitely going to peep it out, let y'all know what I think about it. But, you know, go down that rabbit hole. Tiny Desk series is really dope. There's some hitters out there. We spoke about it before. Definitely got to go check those out and see what you're talking about. Now, a lot of people, you're talking about Disneyland being a money trap. Apparently, a survey declares Disneyland is the biggest ripoff tourist attraction in California. Survey conducted by casino.org. Now, if you have a casino.org survey and they tell you that the biggest waste of money is going to Disneyland, I'm a little torn as far as that's concerned, but hey, it is what it is. One, you have an opportunity to make some money. The other one, you're just going to leave, you know what I mean, with some sore ass legs from standing in lines and absolutely no money. It is what it is. Anyway, says the sentiment is echoed nationally with Disney parks, including Disney World, voted as the biggest swindle of 60% of respondents. That's crazy, right? Whoa. What the crazy? Google Trends and TripAdvisor data polled 5,000 participants across the U.S. to gauge perceptions of value for various attractions. Disneyland's standard theme park ticket started at $104 per day, with additional expenses such as food, transportation, souvenirs. I'll add a little tidbit, not to mention, you know, whatever they call it, flash passes, front of the line joints, whatever those are, right? On average, guests spend $70 on food, $35 on parking vouchers per day, while Disney merchandise costs continue to add up and go up. Long wait times for popular rides further challenge visitors seeking to maximize their investment, ranging from 5 minutes to over an hour per attraction. Oh, man. What the feezy? Now, the reason why you end up doing full-day bids at Disneyland is because you usually go there with children. Now, the kids, you get them the little passes. They get certain ones that they're able to, you know, expedite their process. You go literally make reservations to hop on this ride. And instead of waiting for an hour, you're more likely to wait for 15 to 20 minutes. Now, for me, I mean, I've never been one who has a gang of patience. But the quickest way to make me lose my patience is to be surrounded by a bunch of fucking people while trying to remain patient. Now, add that with these small confined spaces. When you talk about these rides that begin indoors or whatever it may be, right? You go through these lines and there's a bunch of shit to look around at. And that's cool. You can take your attention off the fact that you're standing there waiting. The negative side of that is now you got a bunch of kids more often than not attended, or, you know, at least not closely attended as they should be. So now they start just walking across their family and end up, you know, right shoulder to shoulder with yours, looking at some shit, coughing, sneezing, crying, just stinking. You know what I mean? Fuck, man. What the fuck? Definitely, you know, I would do it again for the wife. She loves the spot. And I will be honest, I said it when I came back from the place. You do walk in there and you do feel like a child at a certain point, right? But then you realize, you know, when the sun goes down and your fucking legs are killing you. Me, for instance, I had to change the fucking outfits. I had some shorts that I went into after, you know, I went with jeans like a jackass. Ended up switching up to the shorts. Made the mistake of getting on the water rides as the sun was going down. Now motherfucker just ain't drying up like he should. It was a mess. You got to go and figure it out to, you know, get it down for the next trip. But I could definitely see what these people are talking about. I know it's going to be an unpopular opinion. There's a lot of people who go religiously. Seems to be a spot that ladies love and definitely kids, you know, as well. So, I mean, it is what it is, right? Tiffany Haddish.
I'm sorry, Yamanika. I'm sorry, Yamanika. I'm going without you. I'm sorry.
Where is she going, you ask?
On my way to Israel. I'm sorry, Yamanika. I'm sorry, Yamanika.
No, Yamanika about to be sorry for your ass. She's going to Israel, she says, right? In the midst of this crazy war that's going on over there. Definitely, you know, people who are more well-versed on what's actually happening should be the ones who are commenting. But in this video, she's seen on a plane drinking once again. She's had her run-ins as far as, you know, DUIs, falling asleep at the wheel, what have you. And now at the age of 40, it's rumored that she had a bat mitzvah and is going to Israel. And her quote is saying, this is where I'm supposed to be. Definitely not a joking matter. I'm not here to make the jokes. I'm just here to say somebody should reach out to her and let her know if you really love this lady and, you know, concerned with her well-being. Let her know she's definitely not making the right move right now, and she should be, you know, checked. Speaking of check, Zendaya is making sure that motherfuckers are cutting the check. She's reportedly renegotiated her deal for Euphoria and is now said to be earning almost $1 million per episode. Get your paper, man. Now, she was wearing an outfit that I'm not a fan of recently on some type of red carpet. I'm going to leave that be. If you make it $1 million per episode, you know, run it up. Hopefully the show continues and continues to go and go and go. Make sure they order like 10 of them shits, you know what I mean? But then at that point, get you a better outfit for the next red carpet event. Strictly my opinion. I'm going to leave it alone. But, hey, man, get your paper. Congratulations, Zendaya. No, absolutely no joking matter. I haven't even watched this video. I seen it, saved it while driving around, you know what I mean, at a red light and whatnot. But DC Young Fly, somebody who, prior to knowing more about him, I kind of looked at that 85 South show as something that really wasn't for me. It was like having the Migos try to give you content that wasn't music. Like the way it was just three different voices, hella animation. Not always something that I go, you know, and deep dive into, but just seeing this man and what he went through and him, you know, maintaining his faith and just being a beacon of light in a dark time for himself, it definitely made you not only a fan, but somebody who looked at this guy as an inspiring individual. I hate to see him going through things like this. I just merely read the caption, but this is the first time I'm going to listen to this video along with y'all. Apparently, he recently lost some type of luggage. Inside that bag was something that definitely meant a lot to him. You'll hear it, and it's just sad to see.
Really, we're trying to refrain from this video, bro. I just want my book bag back. It just got some personal belongings in that motherfucker. You feel me? Some personal belongings in that motherfucker, bro. Really, it wasn't no money in there. It wasn't nothing. It's just the personal shit that's in there. You dig what I'm saying? I really hate that I gotta do all this shit, bro. Bro, just bring me my bag, bro. Just bring me the bag, bro. The bag got my girl death certificate in it. It got personal belongings in it. I just need the bag, bro. I just want the bag, bro. Really, just bring it back with everything in it, because there wasn't nothing in it. Just bring me the bag.
Man, I feel for the guy. The death certificate to his beautiful wife, who we know he lost recently. This is a person who, you know, I briefly touched on it prior to listening to his video, but he's just found a way to maintain in his faith, stay a man of God and exude that during difficult times. Got back to work. And obviously, I'm not there on set, but it seems like, you know, he checks his emotions and his personal feelings at the door and gets business done. Still a father to their children. Still responsible for providing not only financially, but spiritually. and a happy home. As happy as it could be, missing obviously a big puzzle piece. This trend of taking people's property is been, you know, it's been around as long as time, you know, and it's just at this point when you see celebrities, whether it's, you know, check luggage or just something that they set down for a moment and people take the opportunity to go run up and grab it. There's certain times where you have to just do the right fucking thing. Now, if you were on hard times and you figured there might have been something in there that could have been financially, you know, fruitful for you to go grab and acquire, this isn't the cat that you're going to find a gang of jewelry on or carrying big wads of money, right? This is a smarter individual, despite whatever characters he may portray while, you know, getting his work done. You don't have the mindset and the wherewithal this man does and makes sloppy moves. The fact that he's carrying things like this with him, it might be, you know, I mean, I've done weird things, right? Recently, my wife went through a nightstand that we were going to throw out and just started going through and finding a bunch of things that I didn't even know I had, you know, like vinyl albums of some shit still sealed, right? And I was like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? I would have, you know, full on forgot. And I say all that to get to this point. She brings over a Crown Royal bag, right? And inside the Crown Royal bag, she's like, you know, it's got some of your stuff in there. I didn't even look at it. You know, I just handed it to you. And I'm like, for sure. Go through it. You know, there's a few things in there. Just put in perspective of how old this thing is. I had an iPod Nano in there, right? I'm like, oh, shit, I wonder what tracks is on here, right? Hopefully there's some original music. I'm going to check it out. Further than that, I keep going through, you know, some meaningless stuff in there. And then I get to the bottom of the bag, and it's actually the bracelet that they put around you, right? The little, I don't even know if I'm using the right word, but the tag that they put around you when you go into the hospital, whether you go into ER or you know, for, you know, sickness or whatever it may be, or more serious occasions like this one happened to be, but it's the actual tag that they had put on my arm back on October 28, 2002, when me and, you know, an amazing human being by the name of Flip got into a car accident. Also had Henry in the car as well. A day that forever lives in my mind. There's not a moment that goes by or a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about my brother Flip. And you know, I grab it. And it, at this point, the actual, you know, lettering and things that were on it from the hospital were pretty faded out. On the back, written on it was, you know, some type of message that I had wrote from however long ago that was. And it was like, going through that bag, so glad she didn't just toss it. I don't know if I'm in the, you know, minority as far as people who hold on to certain things like that. But it was something that when I, you know, put it in my hand, like it had a feeling and the energy that went through it. And it was like, I can understand how somebody like DC could fly around with a certificate, you know, of unfortunate death certificate of his wife and, you know, want to keep something near and dear to him at all times. And, you could make a mistake or you could do something that you think was, you know, beneficial to you and then immediately learn that that wasn't the move. Obviously, it would be very far-fetched to think that whoever has his bag in possession is going to hear this, but if you hear him, go through the proper channels and give that man back his property. Oh, man, can't even imagine. Very somber note to end on, but it's a real one, man. Something that has to be taken into consideration. It's crazy. I didn't even expect to share any of my actual music on this joint, but now getting to that, just looking through some of these notes that were saved and hearing the sentiments in his voice, kind of feel like it's fitting to share one of these projects I've been working on. Ah, man. Kind of, you know, hesitant too. I kind of want to keep these shits to myself, at least for the time being, but it fits and fuck it, man. It's something that, you know, is a capsule of time. And it kind of got a backstory to it as well. So I guess before I get into that, not too long ago, was driving home and it was one of these rare moments, you know, you see a bunch of lights and sirens and whatnot and you would, expect to see cars on the side of the road, right? You would expect to see vehicles that were involved in the car accident. So it kind of threw me off. I never, ever am the one to try to get close to the accident or go look and see. And, you know, that's not my vibe. Being that I was in that car accident with Flip, in separate car accidents myself, and many near moments that could have definitely went 100% different inside of vehicles, and for whatever reason was able to be okay. You know, not talking about this specific accident in 2002, but I mean just other moments in life, there has been situations where shit could have definitely went further left, but instead we were all right. So I say all that to say that I'm not the person who likes to focus in and look at these accidents, but this one caught me off guard because there was absolutely no vehicles. And you get closer to the source of whatever's going on, and it just snuck up on me, right? You'll hear it in the track. Definitely did not intend on sharing this, but hey, man, y'all let me know what you think. This is just some real music, man. This joint is called In the Sky.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
I was riding home today from working on the 5. Saw them zipping up a body in the bag, no lie. Said a prayer, dropped a tear, then I wiped my eye. Thinking about my loved ones waiting for me in the sky. I was riding home today from working on the 5. Saw them zipping up a body in the bag, no lie. Said a prayer, dropped a tear, then I wiped my eye. Thinking about my loved ones waiting for me in the sky. I didn't want to write this verse, would have been worse. Know I'm blessed to be alive, but feeling like I'm cursed. Loved ones no longer here, I pray her in the sky. Waiting on my arrival, but watching over they got. Every time I see a wreck, I know y'all kept me correct. Those who choose to look and rubberneck, I lose respect. I can't understand how you can see moments that cause so much pain. Then go about your day while staying the same. I always make a point not to look. The shit I seen today, bro, I swear it had me shook. There were no cars that were crashed or broken glass or remains of twisted up metal pieces. Nah, none of them things had me tripping. What's with all these sirens and lights? This isn't normal, nah, something ain't right. Then I see, directly to the left of me, bodies being pulled over a bag. R.I.P. The same recipe that got the best of me in 2002. There ain't a day I don't think about you, my brother Flip. Directly next to him in the whip. The ultimate, I wish that I could burn down the shit. My brother Mo, I wish that you ain't have to go. I'm still praying over all the loved ones, bro. And homie Shane, this guilt that came with the pain. I understand if you don't look at me the same. I was riding home today from working on the 5. Saw them zipping up a body in the bag, no lie. Said a prayer, dropped a tear, then I wiped my eye. Thinking about my loved ones waiting for me in the sky. I was riding home today from working on the 5. Saw them zipping up a body in the bag, no lie. Said a prayer, dropped a tear, then I wiped my eye. Thinking about my loved ones waiting for me in the sky.
Just some real shit. For one, my partners never passed. They live on in my conversations, in my day-to-day, in my prayers, in the moments where I'm counting my blessings. Rest in peace to all my fallen brothers, my grandmother, my uncle. Till next time, y'all, find what makes you happy and return the favor. I'ma holler at y'all later.